Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Testing?
Testies?
Testies? 1, 2, 3? I don't know shit about fuck.
I like sucking.
Legit bad podcast.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Welcome back to a special edition of Legit Bat. It's an emergency episode. It's breaking news. I mean, I guess it's not really breaking since it was earlier, and I have a job, so we can do that earlier. Top story of the day, probably. Trump got removed from Twitter. We knew it was going to happen. I think it's hilarious. He tweeted right after that on his other account, and you can find it online, I'm sure, but... Typical Trump fashion, he tweeted right after that, basically just bashing Twitter, and I thought it was funny. Ryan sent it to me, but...
I'm surprised that they didn't announce that he was banned from Twitter, and he tweeted on his other account, "No, I didn't."
No, actually, I'm still on here. He was, actually. He still is. It started, actually, yesterday... Well, it was today Jen texted me. I had posted something on Instagram, some snarky thing about the riots, protests, whatever you want to call it. And somebody had commented underneath and said, "hypocrites." And Instagram instantly covered it up and said it was offensive. All he said was "hypocrites."
Yeah, so I went to look at the post and I looked at it and I went to like it because I like all the Legit Bat posts from my personal account. And the first comment said, "This comment was hidden because it was considered offensive, but you can still see it, but you have to push a button to see it." So I was like, Jesus, what did they say? So I click it and... all it said was "hypocrites." And I was like, wow. Because the next comment down was like, "dumb fucking libtards." Like, it was something super offensive, but they blocked out "hypocrites" and let the other shit go. So I was like, so "hypocrites" is a bad word now. So that's cool.
So that started, good to know. That started out the day, and then it progressed from there to where a bunch of what they call patriots were removed from Twitter. A lot of kind of high profile people that speak out against all this shit. And then Trump ended up getting deleted. And then there was other things with Parler. I guess Apple threatened Parler that if they didn't start censoring conservatives, that they would take them off the App Store. And no longer had I seen that, but Parler stopped working and they took him off the App Store.
Well, it works. You just can't get
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
They have 24 hours.
I have a Parler account. I don't ever use it, but I opened it and it wasn't fucking working. Like, it just wasn't loading anything.
It wasn't working.
Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck they did
there.
Well,
it's a good possibility... when they announced that, everybody and their dog's mom tried to get on Parler at the same time, and that's all you saw.
Well, yeah, but I tried after that, too, and it's still not working, so I don't know what's going on with that. I don't really care. I don't use Parler, but I think our days are limited on probably everything. I was talking to Ron, Ron from New England, and he was kind of like, hey, the plug might be pulled tomorrow. We might not be able to, like, talk to anybody. So I was like, I'm going to try to get out a quick episode real quick just to kind of, I don't know, talk about this stuff. But Jen was kind of fired up earlier. She sent me a couple texts that were like, what the fuck is going on with the fucking fuck?
It's just so hypocritical. I mean, I'm sorry. I just swore in liberal terms. But it's so hypocritical to say that the protest at the Capitol was a riot, but BLM was not a riot. Like, there are people protesting. That's fine. Let them. They can do that. You don't have to agree. I don't care on either side. Do your thing. Like, that's free speech. That's what I'm all about. I don't care. Just don't hurt people. Don't burn buildings down. Don't shoot people. You know, like, come on, just be right. You can protest all you want. I don't care what it's for. I don't care if I don't disagree with it. They should be allowed to do it. Anyone.
That's been my thing even with BLM. Is my thing with BLM is I was like, you know, I actually understand why they're protesting and that's their right. But the way that they're going about it goes beyond protesting. therefore it isn't their right. Now I don't agree with it. I don't have a problem with anybody protesting anything. That's the whole, it goes into everything else that Legit Bat stands for. And I'm going to say this on here right now. It has nothing to do with where you stand. That is your right. Stand on whatever fucking hill you want to die on. That's your right. But the second that you start fucking with other people's shit in a way that isn't right, I don't care where you stand. I don't care if you stand on the side that I typically fall with. If you're doing it in a wrong way, guess what? I don't agree with you anymore. Don't be an asshole. The end.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's how the majority of people stand. What you got, Brian?
Yeah, I was just going to jump in and, you know, piggyback off what Ben said. Like what he said with the BLM, I didn't understand why they were protesting. I'm still trying to figure out why they were protesting, because I have a list of questions. If they're saying that, you know, it matters, I have a list of different, you know, homicides and different shootouts that took place. And I didn't see not one person in any street marching or doing anything. So, and then I go to their website and I find out it's a different movement. So I'm mm-hmm. confused by they were protesting. But what he was saying on the standing, and I'm hardcore with you on that. I'm pro Constitution. I am pro, you know, for the people, we the people. I am for that, Patriot. I am for that. But what I saw, what took place on Wednesday, I don't care if there was the double agents there. You had to know there was going to be some mixed people in there that was going to, you know, do something stupid.
Yeah.
And that took place and everyone followed. And I can't stand with that. I mean, like Trump said, law. This is a country of law. And you broke the law. And yeah. It was disgusting. Like I said, a part of me, when it first happened, I was like, yeah. And then I was like, and that was emotions. So I knew, that's why I didn't go, because I knew that I could have got drugged into that. And that girl that got shot, oh my God, I'm sorry. That could have been
Jesus, Brian.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you would have been the first one arrested because you're black too. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. According to everyone else, I would have been shot like 20 times as soon as I stepped onto the Capitol step. So, you know, like I said, I can't get behind what they did at the building, but
I don't either. Well, but there's exactly such a huge
we don't stand behind
there's such
that
a huge debate
either.
Though behind that, and I can see super uber Trumpers being crazy and doing stupid shit. I can totally see that. I can also see Antifa coming there to fuck shit up and make what was normally a peaceful protest something else. We don't really know. I was telling Jen the other day, all I know for sure, well, in my head, in my opinion, is that whatever happened there was totally allowed to happen. You don't just go into the Capitol building, sit on Nancy Pelosi's desk, and take her hard drives. That doesn't fucking happen. Sorry. Like, whatever happened in the pictures you saw was something that was either staged or allowed to happen. I would have believed it more if somebody would have dropped a fat deuce on her desk. That's what I would have done, and taken a picture of it and immediately, you know, live streamed it or whatever. But nobody did that. They used their brains and got hard drives, which we have heard nothing about since either.
Well, I, you know, what's funny is I thought the same exact thing about all the, all the staged photos of them all hunkering down in their fucking seats and shit, like they were going to get violent. I was all, okay, first of all, no. I guarantee, because of all of the protests that were the counter protests that were going on, like in our own capital in Sacramento, when they showed up with AR-15s and all of the 2A guys all showed up, not one motherfucker got shot. And guess what? The cops were there to make sure that the riot went peacefully and the protesters were armed. Nobody got fucking shot. My first thought, seeing what happened, was that wasn't going to happen. So if it turned that violent, I 100% would think that Antifa or some other fucking, you know, idiot in there went and stirred it up. The part that I agree with Brian on is that I don't really care who went in there and stirred it up. If you lost control enough to get in the mix of it, well, now you just fucked up the entire reason for the protest. Yeah. You just made everybody that went there with legitimate reasons look like a fucking idiot and an asshole, and just demolish the entire reason for going in the first place.
Right. And that's I totally agree with that. I just don't think that whatever happened was 100% on the level. Like anything else that happens, there's some weird wonky shit that happened there. Like that chick getting shot. I'm not going to even get into that. Look up the videos if they're still available.
It's weird.
Yeah. Like, it's very weird.
It's weird. Like you see the video and I'm like, I'm waiting for blood. Like I'm not like, ooh, blood, but I'm like,
yeah, you were. Like,
I'm just looking, I'm like, okay. And they're like just standing there. No one, she was shot in the neck. So I'm, you know, we have arteries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should squirt.
Something, right?
Apparently we do, yeah.
Did you see the video of the kid? There was like a younger kid that was there.
Yeah,
and he was like, they're like, where did you get that blood from? But the questions she was asking were so leading. No, it's fine.
Well, no, but even the videos of it. The videos of the actual shooting, there's a couple, like, very few angles, which is suspect. Everybody in there, they didn't bring their guns. They brought their phones. Every fucking buddy there was like this the whole time with their phones.
Like that Black Mirror.
And there was, like, two shots of that shooting, and they're very weird if you look at it.
The angle of the guy that shot was off to the side, and she was standing. So the bullet curved.
Yeah.
Remember that movie? What's that movie with Angelina?
Wanted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess he learned how to curve the bullet somehow. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised by that either. That's the thing. But there was other cops.
Probably shoot a fucking wings off a fly, too. Hell.
There was other cops that were like standing behind her when she got shot. Though I hate talking about this stuff because I feel like that's by design, is to get us focused on these weird little things like that. The whole thing is fucking weird, and the media, no question about it, blew it way out of proportion, and they're just using it as a way to control everybody some more. They're gonna call anybody who's a Trump supporter, even vaguely, if you didn't vote for Biden, now you're a Trump supporter, and they're gonna use that as a reason to round you up and do whatever. They're already calling for facial recognition of everybody at the protest, and tell them to arrest everybody.
Everyone at a protest.
A 180 from all of last year.
Didn't do anything wrong, though. That's our freedom. Yeah. Like, we're supposed to be able to do that shit. I don't care if you're protesting fucking broccoli. You should be able to do that in the streets peacefully if you fucking want to.
Hey, that's the thing I can get behind.
Broccoli. We have rights and all of these things that a lot of other places quite literally would kill or come in illegally to have. But
they do. Yeah.
For instance, we have a actual organized religion that is about the flying spaghetti monster, and they are legally able to wear spaghetti strainers on their heads as part of their religious attire. You cannot tell them to take it off. That is a fucking thing in America. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But then you have things that happen like on Wednesday, and it's like, really? That was your big thing? Like, holy shit, dude. Like, get it together.
No, so
I bet we're gonna have we're gonna have a shitload less immigration problems right now because it's a shit show here.
I think Brian was kind of getting at it. Brian was kind of getting at it earlier about kind of like why Trump would be so encouraging of people to come do that. Like, he had to know the media was going to spin it the wrong way.
No, he could. No way. Everything Trump does is very childlike. Like, he's very like, let's do this. It's going to be great. And I don't hate Trump or anything at all either. He always thinks it's going to turn out fantastic and the best. And he thought that it was going to maybe be a peaceful protest. What he didn't think was that the left was going to swoop in and make it look like the worst thing that ever happened on the most important day that they could do that.
How could he not? But we're also talking about Trump.
Yeah.
So that's where you have to do the aggression with it. I'm like, you would think that Trump would think that through. Like, especially with the fucking year we've had.
No.
Left's not going to show up and try to sabotage it. It would be a great protest.
No way.
That's exactly what they're going to fucking do, Trump.
No, he thought that it was going to be his great moment to shine. He always does. He keeps trying to find his great moment to shine. And they keep squashing him down every time. I actually applaud the fact that he keeps doing it. Good on you. That's awesome. I mean, I think that's actually his best quality, that he just keeps trying.
Oh,
but they're going to keep squashing him. They have, like, the elite backing them. Like, I'm proud of him for trying. It's just not going to happen.
So, Brian, I'm actually curious. Did you hear about the giant voice thing? Did you see that over social media at all today?
giant voice.
Yeah. So I guess Trump had tweeted something about how his supporters will have a giant voice in the future. It sounds like a Trump word, right? A giant voice. But he put that part of the tweet in all caps. And if you Google, give it a Goog, people. Google giant voice. Giant voice mass notification system, military emergency notification system. It's American Signal Corporation. Who knows what the fuck that is, but it is always strange when he does things like that and puts it in all caps, like kind of notice this. And I've heard people talk about this for months now about how he's going to use the emergency notification system. You know, when on your phone, whenever you get an emergency notification,
yeah,
and it pops up like, oh, storm warning or, you know, child missing, whatever.
Right.
So they were calling a couple months ago that he would get banned from Twitter. Like, we kind of saw that coming for about 4 years. So I'm surprised it hasn't happened before now. But they were kind of alluding to that he was going to use the emergency response system. And then he tweets that about 12 hours ago. And it happens to be giant voice mass notification system. Who knows what the fuck that is?
Martial law is in play.
I think it probably has been for a while. They've called it medical martial law, at least.
I think that's coming sooner than later. I was looking up bug out bags today. I'm like, all right, should we tell the kids about prepping? Like, I'm not usually this type of person, but I want to be able to grab a bag and leave on the fly.
Yeah.
I'm actually taking, I look around it. We just bought this house this year and I'm like, all right, I don't give a fuck about this. I don't care how much in debt we are. Fuck our credit cards. You know, we need to survive.
You guys need to do an episode on that. I would love to be on that one because that is, I've been prepping for, not like hardcore, because there's some like hardcore preppers out there. I mean,
I was just about to say, I like how you distance yourself.
No, one of my really good friends is a hardcore prepper.
He didn't want to say he has 6,000 gallons of gasoline in his garage.
He's like, no, I do not have a extra train car underneath of my fucking backyard.
He's like,
I'm not in a bunker right now.
1,200 pounds of fertilizer. Oh fuck, did I say that out loud?
No. I've been you know, just learning some stuff, especially with growing food and how to store food and how to, you know, maybe build a little supply drop in different locations and retrieve them when I need to.
Oh, shit. That's thinking.
Hey, actually, we should have you on to tell us because I need to know all this shit.
Yeah.
My,
started studying it today. I'm like, all right. Well, I had a friend back in Indiana who is hardcore prepper. He bought some land in Colorado so that he could bring his trailer out there and grow food. And then he learned how to like cultivate worms. I don't even know what the proper term is for growing worms. And then, but it's so it messes with the soil because the soil sucked where he bought land. So he wanted to be able to grow worms to like cultivate the soil and make it, good for growing.
I got worms. Yeah. That's what I'm going to call it. I got worms.
He was hardcore, but he taught me some stuff, but I just didn't pay attention. I was like, he's a fucking weird ass prepper. Whatever. Fuck that. Everything's fine.
Now he's like on top of the world now.
Isn't it funny?
I wish I paid attention.
Everybody who was, they made a show about it. And now everybody,
it was not flattering either.
Like, told you motherfuckers. Like, we saw this shit coming for a long time.
We need to watch it now before they take it off fucking Netflix. They're going to be like, don't let them figure it out.
Don't give them tips.
The dude in Alaska that had the tank, I remember watching that and being like, oh, I'd love that much money. And now I watch it and I go, oh, I really need to be friends.
Well, our emergency preparedness, this was back, last summer, I guess now, but I bought like a 20-pound bag of rice and like a bunch of dried beans and some canned meats like chicken and tuna and all that stuff. And that's basically all we have for emergency preparedness. The kids could live off rice at least for a month, I would think.
But like,
how would they say get some oatmeal?
Hate it. Oh, yeah, some oatmeal. There you go.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of dry storage goods.
At the moment, I'm on Naval Air Station Lemoore. Shit comes down the pipe. I am fucked on so many fucking levels. Like,
are you in active duty right now?
No, I'm not. My wife is.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That's a whole other situation. It's fine. I'm going to be living up there after.
That's a whole other episode, actually.
That's a whole other episode that won't be happening. However, I will say this. Speaking of prepping, I'm just going to do this because I have it and I happen to be out here. A whole bunch of hand-loaded fucking 40 cal for cast on Christmas Day as my Christmas present. And the more that I keep thinking about it and all of the shit that we're talking about, that I'm like, there's never enough. I don't have the vault I need to hold the arsenal that I feel like would
will be
great.
Necessary.
And not just for me. Yeah, like not just for me. Like I know where I'm going if shit hits the fan.
Right.
It's about 45 minutes north of where you guys are at right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's perfect. It's on well water. It's got solar. It's got...
Hey, too much information. Stop.
Oh, yeah, don't tell people. Seriously.
On me. Are you shitting me?
They're right off the freeway.
I can't get in my house without two forms of ID. Are you shitting me? They know exactly where I'm at. but no, I'm like, it's perfect for where I need to go, at least for like a little bit of time if stuff hits the fan. But that's where, you know, all of the stuff is. Yeah, there's nothing that I could do about that down here. But the more that this keeps happening, the more I go, I should probably be thinking about that.
You have to be thinking about what happens when you're where you are. Like, what do you have? That's what I'm thinking about. I want to be prepared for where I am. I don't want to think about the niceties of having a house and a comfy bed. I want to think of what do we need? How do we survive? Right there. Yeah.
Well, I do have, I have a whole section in my garage. It's nothing but outdoor gear, like tents and utensils, like traveling stuff that fits in small packages. That would be part of my bug out bag.
Yeah.
The 20-pound bag of rice for sure. I don't know how long you can live on rice. I don't know why I keep coming to that. But
I don't know.
I'm stuck on rice. But we definitely have some stuff that we could scramble together. What I texted her earlier is I was like, I guess the question would be, where would we go? You said where you're going. I might just trail you up there, or we might just take to the sewers.
Did you hear what I said?
We've been talking about hitting the tunnels.
Joe was like, where would we go, though? And I was like, we would jump the fence in our backyard. We'd go across the gulch and we'd go in that tunnel across the way. And he's like, okay. And I was like, I've been thinking about this shit. Like, I know where I'd go.
Hey, you could live off rats.
Wait, no, that is fantastic. Joe's all already had. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
Oh, I was going to say, Joe, you said that to Joe, and he's like, oh my God, I've never been more attracted to you than right now.
Right?
No, I was like, I thought about it for months. I was like, we could hide in there. I don't know where it goes, but we could put the kids in. We'd have to figure out who would go first. There'd have to be an adult in the front and an adult in the back to make sure that we're safe. But I don't know where it goes. I know the cats hide in there. There's like alley cats that like run in there. And we live in a pretty rural area. So it's not like there's tons of them, but there's some strays that run in there. Like, I think we'd fit in there.
No, I've been talking about living in a hole in the ground for years.
I know, but that's a different thing, babe. I'm talking about escaping. We're not talking about living your dream away from
everyone. No, I know.
It's not like that.
The tunnels are close to a hole in the ground, so I can deal with it.
If you guys are talking about escaping, please make sure that you take both of your cats because they would be very tasty in a pinch. They're fat as fuck.
Oh, I know.
No way. And if necessary, like... Nope.
I'm looking at them right now.
Mm. I would set them free and let them go live their life. Today, though, for the first time.
You're all eyeballing him right now.
I actually don't want to eat the dog. She's.
We would never eat the dog. We're not eating
No, I'm not going to eat the dog. I would get 10 times dumber if I ate the dog. I will eat the cats, though.
So, Ben,
I would
today.
The fuck out of the cats.
Ben, I thought of you today because I was thinking of the situation in the world. And I thought, oh, my God, we only have one gun. And I've never thought about guns in my whole life. I was like,
that's why I took mine back.
I don't have one.
Yeah,
I need
you.
A gun. The kids need a gun. We need to teach the kids how to shoot.
Don't worry about the guns. Look, don't.
That's like zombie apocalypse. I don't want to shoot anyone. I'm just saying.
I do.
Where we at right now with the Biden administration, I'm sure all that stuff's going to be gone. The new norm now is bows, spears.
We do have axes. A crossbow.
Nice.
I'm down with that.
I'm getting into bows right now.
I am too. That's exactly what I was going
to
tell you.
Like you got it because these guns, they're about to tax the mess out of these guns and the ammo, and only the rich people are going to have them. And then they just going to be like, hey, we can just get rid of these things because that's the gun community. Only the rich gun community will have these guns. And then they'll be like, we don't need them. And then we're going to be like Australia. So learn how to, you know, use a bow, spear, how to, you know, make stuff out of wood and stone and stuff like that.
Are you saying you're good at
idea.
Are you saying you're good at throwing spears, Brian?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm serious.
That's fucking nice. Badass.
Like this.
That's awesome. I was just gonna say there's another option too. My coworker actually has a 3D printer and he can print like lower and upper receivers for ARs. I don't know how good they are or how long they'd last, but if you start printing now, you could probably print a shitload of them and just at least have some disposable guns.
You guys are hitting a lot of points that I got to touch on. Australia and the gun thing. First of all, have you ever seen the fucking pictures from the aftermath of that?
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
Literally fucking look it up. Australian gun turn in or thing like that. It is unbelievable. The mountains of gun. Yeah. It looks like the three pyramids in Egypt. It's fucking nuts. Like mountains of guns that just got dumped off. They willingly turned it in. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading about it. And of course, now years later, the new generation is like, that was the best decision our parents ever did. And I'm like, no, it's just all you know. In the way of bow hunting, one of our friends, he's been on the show once, I think. His name is Bailey. He just got out of the military recently. He got super into bow hunting. And he was saying, he was like, if you decide to go into it, please hit me up. I will give you everything that you need for both a starter kit, you know, what you need to do, how to save money, getting up into a more experienced bow. And then in the way of 3D printing, when this first 3D printing and being able to buy one for yourself originally started, the first thing that, of course, the news media brought up was that you could virtually print in plastic the blueprints for a short barrel Remington 870 and one full tube magazine of shots, and it would be able, out of plastic, because of the thickness of it in the 3D printer, to actually get off the entire tube of rounds, which also means it could go through a metal detector. Now, I remember that was several years ago when 3D printing first became this big thing. It depends on what you obviously make the gun out of. If you have very expensive metals, then, you know, they'll last a long time. The problem with 3D printing anything in the way of a gun is that it, if I'm not mistaken, all you people out there listening can call me out on it, and that's fine. I don't mind being wrong. Most of it, especially in the way of upper and lower receivers, is fairly illegal because it takes away the serial number.
That was my main question on it, yeah.
Yeah, is that because it doesn't have a serial number, especially in California where it has to be registered, the idea of fabricating that kind of gun without a registration is extremely illegal.
Well, like most things, you can get away with it if you don't tell them.
Yeah, agreed. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to be outlaws anyway because I'm not paying no tax.
Right. I'm less and less worried about my student loan debt every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw it into the trillions.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm done.
I'm almost thinking about claiming 99 and just having them take no tax out and just being like, what are you going to do? You got bigger problems. You're going to come after me with my shit paycheck? Like, really?
So, Brian, like, how long have you been thinking about this? Like, the prepping thing?
Like, the prepping thing, let me see, when did I, like, I think it was when COVID actually took over.
Okay.
Because I had, when COVID happened, I was like, they're about to try to do something crazy. They're going to affect the election and everything else. I saw this happening, and I was like, this is not real. Because when it first broke, they told us a bat gave the people to COVID. Remember that?
A legit bat, yeah.
Lady eating a bat, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the story changed to, it was something like, no, this is, they're doing this. They about to ruin everything.
Oh, Jerome, like, no.
Time. Huh?
I'm so stupid. Oh, sorry, just, go ahead. Brian.
Just a dumb reference, sorry.
And I was think like, yeah, so it was definitely time to start, I upped my training. I started reading more. I started doing more research. I started digging back into my, you know, my army training, and I was like, "This is it." I have my family. Somebody has to be able to know something, and even if nothing does happen, at least I have this knowledge, and you know I can start prepping for it. So that's when it happened. When COVID came. When people were eating bats and stupid stuff like that.
And well, people were, you know, freaking
funny about
out
that too, is that COVID, I actually just got done posting on my friend's post right before this. He's talking about, you know, he hopes that people are coming out of this. Oh, Bailey's the same guy. He was hoping that everybody comes out of this year with, you know, hopes of togetherness and all this stuff. And I told him, I go, dude, 2020 was by far one of the most divisive years that has ever been. I said people who hadn't ever chosen a side chose a side and then started hating the other side, even though before that they didn't hate anybody. I was like, I share your thoughts on togetherness and hope and blah, blah, blah. You know where I stand. I was like, but that's not how this is going. And this isn't the way that it's going to end, because this fucking steamroller is on full speed. Shit is going to go down. And I think when COVID fucking happened, the division was between people that wanted to buy into the side that either they thought was going to win, and the other side went, oh shit, I'm not standing for that. Somebody has to win. The division is very clear. And I think when COVID happened, the majority of people that were trying to stay in the center lane, didn't want to take a side, didn't want to take a stand on certain issues, they were left with no choice. And it's going to be exactly like Nazi Germany, where it's going to be coming down to who do you support? And you're scared to answer because you don't know who's knocking on your door. And then depending on whether or not it's the right person and the right answer, that's going to be your faction and your fate. And I see all of this coming, and everybody nowadays, they're still calling it crazy. People that don't want to open their eyes to the division in the country are saying that the idea of civil war and other aspects like that are so far off and never going to happen in this stuff. And I'm like, dude, people are standing up. The guy that went viral in our county that stood up to the whole board meeting and said, peaceful people are going to stop being peaceful. I've had veteran friends that have committed suicide during the lockdown, this, that, and the other. That's exactly what's going to end up happening. It takes someone like that to get national attention and everybody go, yeah, fuck this. I'm not dealing with this shit anymore.
That guy, well, I seen that video. And that
he
guy,
was in like, Joe and Jen's county. That's our home county.
Me like, I was like, ooh, I was ready. If he would have said, let's go, I would have jumped through the video and tried to team up with that. I was ready. And
it was a TV show right there.
No, it was not ready. The Carlos one, the other one.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Okay, so yeah, Zoom's doing the annoying thing where we have like 7 minutes left. So this was meant to be a quick thing anyway, so we can just wrap it up. Unless you guys, Brian, you got anything else you want to finish off with?
You know, we're here now, and it's time to start prepping.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Whatever it is, it's, you know, whatever that looks like for you. Have an escape, or what are you going to do? Just have a plan for something.
Be prepared. You know?
It's time to be 20 steps ahead, because they're like 50. So like, let's try to get a little bit closer.
Well, I would try to like plug socials and all that, but it doesn't really matter. Like if Ron is right and maybe a plug.
How many social media platforms are going to be around tomorrow?
Right. If a plug is pulled tomorrow, it doesn't fucking matter. Like I'm not even relying on email. Like we have an email, but who fuck that too?
Well,
fend for yourself.
Fair, I'm not really relying on this episode ever getting out.
I know. Maybe by the time I go to release it, it's going to be like now.
It's crazy. I just started a business, and that's probably about to just go under then.
Oh, no. What's your business? You know,
I hope not, but probably.
The Warriors Collection brand. Just, you know,
the clothing.
It was basically clothing, outdoor survival. That's what I was trying to get people to lean towards.
Oh, cool.
And just people that, you know, that want to stand for the right thing and do the right thing. So, and I don't even know now.
Is that up and running for you to be able to say on the program? Like, is that already up and running?
Yeah, it's already running. I took it down. I took the website down because I was doing some soaps and getting some teas. So now I'm like, well, I'm going to have all this stuff. I'm about to relaunch the website. I'm like,
please, did you say soaps?
Yeah, natural soaps, yeah.
Oh, my God. Nice. Please tell me you have one with Molon LeBay on it, because I will use the shit out of that to clean my body.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
I said soaps, right? Natural soaps?
Yeah.
I said, like your flag in the background. The Spartan with Molon LeBay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a fragrance. I'm like, what is that?
I know. I was like, I don't know what that is.
That Molon LeBay. No,
I was like, what kind of fancy shit is that?
Please, America.
Yeah. Please tell me that you have a soap with Molon LeBay on it, because I will rub that all over my shit to get clean.
Be He's like, going to clean his cracks with it.
Come and get my natural soap smelling taint.
Rub it all up in your cracks.
Sorry, that was off topic. I'm my bad.
I'm going to have to do that one now.
On that
Please
note.
Please do.
On that fucking note, fend for yourself, people. That's all we can do. Or get a ham radio. We talked about that earlier too. Oh. But you got to get a license for that, and that's kind of.
I've already looked into getting a ham radio. Now. Do you have a ham radio?
I've been trying to locate one. Now we have. You have to book me for. We got to do this conversation.
Yes, totally agreed. I'm trying to find a ham radio. You just have to get a license. I've downloaded so many apps, and they're like, "Where's your call number?" And you have to be licensed. And
we're running out of time on that.
Sorry, there's a whole thing where like I was gonna type in a fake one, and you could totally get on if you type in a fake one, but then you're banned for life. So I was like, "Okay, fuck, it's not that important. I'll just do it the right way."
No, I meant getting a license. We're kind of running out of time on. If we're coming down to the apocalypse here,
it's a ham radio. People are
don't
just
worry
like
about the ham radio.
People are doing that shit. I am so interested. In
sharpen up your knives. Right. Make some bow and arrows. hit up Brian. Maybe he can give you a sweatshirt. I don't know.
All right. In all earnest, though, T-minus 320. Brian, I have been asking when we could get, because Joe does the scheduling, I've been asking when we could get you on since, like, I think the 9/11 episode when we all got together.
That was a long time ago.
That we did that right after that. Yeah, a long time ago.
To be fair, I've invited
the energy, and I know this is supposed to be a really fast episode, and to tell you the truth, I can't do any more tonight anyway. So let's tack this shit down after we close out, and let's get another episode with you on, because there is some shit that I would like to pick your brain about.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
All right, everybody stay safe out there. It is a dangerous world, as Ryan and Brandon say. Try to see through it and bring your legit bat. Boom.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.